I'm Edward O'Brien. Plans to remove a 50-foot deep pile of smelter waste in the middle of Butte just hit another roadblock. As the Montana Standard reports, it's the latest in a series of setbacks for plans to relocate the Parrot tailings. Editor David McCumber now joins us with the latest.
There are a lot of people who feel that until you take the Parrot smelter waste out of the way of the aquifer, that Silverbow Creek, which is the headwaters of the Columbia River and is the headwaters of the Clark Fork, which obviously flows into the Columbia, will never be able to be clean long term, because the aquifer, which is about 50 feet below the surface at the site of the Parrot smelter, the former site, is some of the most polluted mine waste water in Montana. Believe it or not, it's more polluted than the water in the Berkeley Pit. But there's been a lot of disagreement between the EPA and ARCO on one side, saying, no, this doesn't need to be removed. We can capture the groundwater and treat it, that it will be okay. And the state of Montana has steadfastly disagreed with that assessment. Certainly a lot of people in Butte who feel the community deserves a complete cleanup, not a patch job, agree with that assessment. You know, the governor stepped in and committed the state to remove the Parrot tailings, since the federal government wasn't in a mood to, yet there have been a few problems since he made that commitment.
Yeah, he wanted this done, shovels moving dirt, as he put it, by this summer. Here we are, summer is almost out of gas, and there have been just a series of setbacks. The latest one aside, just for a second, give us an example of some of the other problems here.
Well, one of the primary issues here, Ed, is that the county maintenance and equipment shops happen to sit on top of the primary area of the Parrot tailings. So the shops have to be moved in order for the tailings to be excavated. And so there has been just one false start after another about the moving of the shops. And so we're still not absolutely sure where the shops are going to go. The county is still in that process. So that's one delay. And then there have been several versions of where the state was going to put the tailings themselves, the dirt they remove. The first plan was to dump it into the Berkeley Pit. But then it was decided that maybe a better idea would be to build a repository next to the pit. Then along came Montana Resources, the mining company that is still mining copper in Butte. And they said, well, you know, why don't we take that tailings waste? You can dump it on our property, and then we will eventually take it and move it to a leach pad, and we will try to leach the metals out of it, and we'll make a profit on that eventually. But in the meantime, your disposal concerns are taken care of. Well, that seemed like a good idea to everybody, but what we found out yesterday was that that plan's not going to fly either.
How come?
It all comes back to the fact that anytime you're in a Superfund situation, it's essentially litigation. I mean, all this starts with a lawsuit called USA versus ARCO. So everything that is done within the rubric of the Superfund, there's just a lot of legal hurdles to be jumped. And in this case, apparently negotiations broke down over liability questions, I guess, for the disposal and ultimate location of this waste material. And I think it's good to remember that ARCO has always said these tailings don't need to come out of the ground. And while they have said they will cooperate to a degree with this process, I don't think that they're particularly motivated to make it easy for the governor to get this done.
So here we are, so close and now so far away. Sounds like Governor Bullock is not happy with this turn of events. What's he want done about it?
Well, he has clearly responded with some asperity yesterday. He was not happy. He believes that we just need to push forward. He said he has ordered the state agencies involved to go back to Plan B or C or whatever it was and establish a repository next to the pit for this waste material. And so that, I guess, is the operating plan, and it remains to be seen how much this will actually delay shovels in the ground. I don't think it's going to be a huge delay, but this is definitely more than a hiccup. It's a setback for the state.
I've been speaking with David McCumber, editor of the Montana Standard. David, thank you for helping parse this story out, explaining this story, and also to your reporting staff who's brought this to light.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me again.